Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. My tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Oh, before we get to Ryan Jenkins, our monthly update with Ryan Jenkins, I do want to give you a piece of information that I have now confirmed. Janice Gilley, former county administrator, former aide to Senator Doug Broxson, former everything, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, has been appointed to the Board of Trustees for UWF. By the governor. It slid through it came through the Board of Governors and got approved. And by the way, remember how Doug Broxson is now on the Board of Governors? See, starting to pay off. I will tell you, this was a like hallelujah moment for me because she's going to be, I don't have any more admiration for anybody in public service than for Janice Gilley. She is at the top of my list. So, it's a pretty good test case for me. Like, if you don't like Janice, I know something about you. You know, that's how I look at it. So this is great news. Anyway, sorry about that. I just had to tell because I just saw the news. Let's see. By the way, Rick Outson was the first one to report that. So always give credit where people do good work. But I have confirmed with Janice that that's true. Okay, let's see. Ryan Jenkins, who is our great friend and farmer up in Jay, Florida. He always joins us. Owner Jenkins Farms in Jay. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. So let's talk about a couple of things that are happening. One is I want to make sure I don't forget this. Tomorrow is a big first-of-its-kind celebration of farming called Roots Day in Santa Rosa County, right?
That's right. Rural Roots Day.
So
10 to 2 tomorrow at the experiment station.
So 2 at the experiment station. Tell people where and then tell people what that's going to be.
This is something that Commissioner Rhett Rao, one of our Santa Rosa County commissioners, working in conjunction with research at University of Florida Research Station there on Highway 182 in Allentown. They're working together, and it's something to just kind of bring more awareness to agriculture in Santa Rosa County. It's going to talk about our heritage. There's going to be all kinds of different things set up there tomorrow. They're going to have a farmer panel where people can ask their questions and talk to us about farming, kind of like what we do on here, except on a larger scale. And I think it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it and seeing how it all goes. And I just hope that we have a good turnout. It'll be something good for families to come to and spend their day. Like I say, it's from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock tomorrow. We grew up calling it the experiment station, but they call it the research center, the research station. And it's on Highway 182, which is the road between Allentown and Buckley. You can't miss it.
Now, you buried the lead. There's going to be a pie eating contest or a pie baking contest. There's going to be complimentary food, all kinds of activities, tractors, antique tractors, education, all kinds of stuff. Like, it's a big deal. It's first of its kind. So, this is going to be awesome. And, again, tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the UF IFAS Research Center.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock from 10 until 2.
What did I say? I say okay.
You said I thought you said 2, but I'm.
No, I might have been. I was going fast. I might have screwed it up. 10 to 2. Thank you so much for correcting me.
Yeah, that's
right. All right. So we've had you and I had a very painful conversation the last time we were on. I used the comments that you made and talked to Jimmy Petronas about this, but you guys have been suffering in farming because of the tariffs. You guys have been really suffering because of the government shutdown, because the Farm Service Agency wasn't issuing the checks that you guys were really counting on, that you first get as a share of the price of the crop that you're going to get back. I know President Trump had said he was going to work on that. He was going to throw some billions into that to try to make that up. But you tell me, where are we at with as far as tariffs are affecting you, and where are we at with the Farm Service Agency and the effects of the shutdown on you?
We're still in the exact same place we were the last time I talked to you, except it's even worse because the interest is continually accruing. You know, we're paying very high interest on large amount loans. And, you know, typically by now I would have paid a lot of that off as much as a month ago. But, you know, we still haven't received our money for our crops yet. We're at a standstill until I know I call it a soft reopening or whatever. You know, they've opened it up at a bare bones minimum enough to say that they're open, basically, but there's not enough staff there and there's not enough going on to really affect where we can start getting our payments. So
the carrying cost that you were expecting to avoid by paying off the principal on these loans to avoid accruing interest, you don't have that money, so you can't pay off the loan. So you're continuing. You're not just not getting what you deserve, but you're going in the red every single day this delays.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, you've worked so hard to get this crop, and now we've got this crop, and we can't get paid for it. So I know it'll come one day when the government opens back up, but it's really, you know, if you were in better shape, things like this wouldn't matter so much.
Right.
But the average farmer's in such bad financial shape that every little thing is just magnified. And so, you know, like I say, that the interest, I know a lot of people don't think there's much to that, but if you got $1 million or $2 million loan out there, you know what? Interest is a big thing, especially as high as the interest is now. So anyway, it's a difficult time, and I know that probably the end's coming sometime soon, but, you know, it's just one more thing to worry about.
Yeah, and by the way, end of the shutdown, I know you mean. And just for people to maybe perspective on this,
correct,
as we hear about people, you know, who live paycheck to paycheck, well, farmer paychecks are once a year, you know, like you live harvest to harvest, and you count on the dates and you count on the revenue. And when that gets pushed around, that's a big adverse effect to an already difficult, you know, difficult circumstance. Ryan, hang on for me for just,
you know, like a lot.
You were going to say something after my comment about living harvest to harvest. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, different than most people, if you go buy a car, most of you have monthly payments, and whereas ours are annual payments typically. You know, if we buy a piece of equipment or a tractor or anything else, most farmers are set up on annual payments. So, and a lot of times we'll have them strategically placed for this time of the year when we know we're getting our money in. And so, you know, there's a lot of things there that if the government doesn't open soon, it's really going to affect even worse than what it already has.
Well, we're seeing it with air traffic. We're hearing it from the military. We're hearing it from the SNAP beneficiaries, and we're hearing it from the farmers. And, you know, that's just, anyway, let's talk about other stuff you guys are doing right now. You're done with peanuts. You're almost done with peanuts. Where are you at?
Probably like about 3 days of picking peanuts. When we get this time of the year, they don't dry near as fast because our days are shorter, the temperatures are cooler, the sun angle's different than it is, you know, a couple of months ago or a month and a half ago. So it really takes our peanuts a long time to dry before we can harvest them. And now, you know, I'm seeing here in the north end of the county, at least, I saw this morning, they're predicting a low of 25 on Tuesday morning. So those peanuts that are dug, that are sitting on top of the ground, if they're not really, really dry, a freeze like that can really damage them. And I'm just hoping that we miss the rain today. If we miss the rain, you know, we should have them harvested before then. But if we catch a thunderstorm like they're talking about today, and it's 2 or 3 days before we can get back in the field, then, you know, that'll be something, a bridge that we'll have to cross there. That's one of the problems. Anytime peanuts are not harvested by basically the 1st of November, you know, you start running into these kind of issues and concerns. We just hope we miss the rain today and we're able to finish our harvest before we have a hard freeze next week.
And so the freeze is not so much about things that are in the ground right now, because you're going to get them out in the next couple of days. The freeze concern is it with the moisture left on the peanuts that haven't been able to dry properly because of the decreased sunlight. That freeze would affect those. Would it destroy them, or would it just degrade the quality?
It'll cause damage, and you won't get paid near as much for them.
It'll
hurt the quality. And if you have peanuts that are not dug, you know, they're still green and still have the plant on top of the ground, you know, it'll kill them, and you'll have to dig them pretty much immediately, or you'll lose all those.
Is there any good news? God, it's so bad. I feel so bad talking to you because I get you on the radio and we just find out how much farming sucks these days, you know? And I'm like, I want to do something. And,
well,
you know, can I take some peanuts and put them in my house and dry them out for you? You know, like, I want to help.
Yeah. That's just part of it. I mean, listen, even though with that facing me, there is nothing else on this earth I'd rather do. I love what I do. I'm so fortunate that God called me to be a farmer. And this is just little things, you know. We're at the end. We've had a good harvest season as far as peanuts go. We're in our cotton now. We're working on it. The yields on it are extremely good.
Did you get the price locked in at cotton? Did you get the price locked in at cotton at the right point, or did you pick too low?
No, there hasn't been a right point this year on cotton to make money. But there again, where God's taking care of us. You know, if we'd have had an average crop, we'd have lost a whole lot of money per acre on our cotton crop. But we're having such a good crop this year that I think we'll at least be able to break even on it, which is good. But then you think, I mean, I'm very positive about that. But then you think, you know, in years past, had the markets been normal and the input prices been back where they should be, then this would be a year where you'd make enough money, you could buy a piece of land, you could buy a new tractor, you know, you could pay some bills off, that kind of thing. And so I'm very happy to be in the position I'm in as far as really good crops. If we are going to have bad prices, at least we're having really good crops, and it'll help sustain us.
I'm going to make a joke, but it's not funny. But you ready?
I'm ready. Let me sit down.
All right.
All right,
here's the joke.
Go ahead.
Well, the good news, Ryan, is that at least since you're the one making the cotton and recoup all of your inputs, they're completely in control of the market, right?
That's right. I wish that were good. I wish that were real.
I know.
If it were real, I'd fly down there in my jet and talk to you.
Oh, man.
But it's not real.
No, I know it's not. Anything, you got a farm fact for us? We always like to end on some kind of interesting thing.
I do, and I feel like this is, I always try to keep myself grounded and look at where I've come from, look at where farming's come from. It's good every once in a while to take a snapshot and see how good you're doing, or hey, you're moving the needle forward, or what, you know what I mean? I just
yeah,
like that
absolutely.
So I feel like this is a pretty telltale sign. And 1960 was not that far, not that long ago in the grand scheme of things,
sure.
Right? In 1960, the average American farmer fed about 26 people per year. The average farmer, 1960, 26 people. Today, the average farmer feeds about 165 people.
Man.
So I think that's pretty telling of where we've come from and where we're going. And I feel like that number is just going to exponentially rise with using more and more technology.
It's a fascinating thing to look at the history of like how many farmers it was 100 years ago and who was engaged in farming and how crop yield and technology has dramatically changed since then. But even that in the last 60 years, a six-fold increase in yield is pretty, I mean, that's amazing.
That's what I think. I think that's something that the American farmer should be proud of.
Absolutely. And we got to figure out how to get you six times more money. that's the thing that we got to
fix. Amen.
Well, you know, Ryan, I always say it, but I really do. I appreciate God. There are people like you that are so committed to farming that even when it's hard, you stick with it, that it's your God-given mission. Because if it weren't for you, you know, my kids wouldn't have clothes and food. And I appreciate that my kids have clothes and food because of people like you. Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Remember, your Roots Day is tomorrow, 10 to 2, at the research station up in North Santa Rosa County. Ryan, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again soon, before next month if need be, but certainly by next month. And let's hope the rain stays away.
Thank you so much for having us on and for helping us share the word. I appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely.